Matteo.
Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, 29th of November, and right now it's partly cloudy on 23 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says overcast in the morning, then partly cloudy, with temperatures ranging from low 23 to high 28 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from north-northeast at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict partly cloudy in the evening, then overcast with northerly winds again at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 81 and will drop by noon on 63%. Moon is still full, which also means that is illuminated on 100%. This morning, Philip from Youth Center stopped at our studio with some exciting news for the upcoming Christmas fair held on 22nd of December with official name Blah Blah Christmas Fair. And although for some that date might represent the end of the world, we are sure that the day will be the day of the new world. Good morning.
Good morning.
You look kind of shabby, which means you're working hard for something, eh?
Yeah, I was just fixing the water tank, and then somebody sent me over, said, go, we need to go to Pondy at 10 o'clock. We need money from the financial service. The accountant was out, and I'm going to try to get some money, but they're not yet open. They're supposed to open at 9 o'clock. It's already past 9. There's not a person in the office. These office jobs are kind of not attended well.
Yeah, not. But anyhow,
I got caught here in the Oroville radio station, and you said, hey, come in quickly,
because
interview.
Christmas fair, and we know that is not not so many people helping as you would like to, right?
Well, there's a lot of people helping, actually. It's not like I have any expectation for a number and amount of people, I think. It's an Oroville event, and the more people participate, the more is the outcome, the more is the unity and kind of teamwork that comes out of it. But there's already a lot of people helping, a lot of new faces we see getting involved. So it's great fun, and it's nice to see that.
So what are you preparing?
We are preparing a couple of new games, which you haven't seen in the last year fairs, and a lot of new spaces.
New spaces?
Yeah, because of the damage from the cyclone, so we have a lot of new things to build. For example, we're building the big game room where the bank used to be. It was like a shack, and now we're building a more high-tech roof on it.
High-tech? with the Tetra Pak roof or something?
No, recycling stories. That this one should last for a long time. So at the moment, we're just building the wood frame on it, and it's probably going to be metal sheet, Tata sheet. Unfortunately, not so nice looking, but long lasting and waterproof.
So you need practical on this one.
We need to build a new roof for the stage. We might extend the stage a little bit. We're building a ring beam kind of Stonehenge circle in the main market space there.
On the existing one, because there's one already with the
there's the granite pillars, and now we're putting big logs on top of the granite pillars to create a ring up there. And Christina is working on a new design for a tent, like multicolored cloth that's going to go up over the main market space. We're trying to build a recycle a treehouse which fell down in the cyclone. And we're propping it up again and trying to build a solar panel roof on it with old solar panels as roofing material. And yeah, that's it. We got a new roof, a lot of things going on, gardening and so on.
So you guys are in full preparation, but you're extensively working, and you also keep seeing the pleas to the community that's supposed to come and help on Saturdays, right? You're meeting on Saturday morning, something like that?
Yeah, there's an invitation for everyone to come at any time. Almost every day there's some work going on for the fair, some painting, setting up new games, gardening, cleaning up the spaces, doing some organization. T-shirt printing is going to start soon. And Saturday is one of the days. I mean, it's a big full day Saturday because we have the YC meeting, which is mostly about the fairs now. Then there's the pizza night and the preparation for the pizza. So Saturday is a full day, but all the other days are open as well.
Okay. So beside the market space, as we know, on some games and probably some bands playing, what we can expect? The usual routine with the bank or what?
Yeah, this year it's going to be a little bit more elaborate with the currency. We have three different denominations. And each one with its own value and its own design.
So the children can really confuse us parents, right? And get the most out of it.
Yeah, well, the name of the fair this year is the Blah Blah Fair, because we really have a lot of meetings. Everybody has something to say. Everybody has a second opinion. I don't know what's going on Oronet, but I'm sure there's a lot of replies to other people's responses and so on. And that's why we're calling it the Blah Blah Fair, because there's so much discussion about so little, actually.
True.
And the currency is also going to be a little confusing. I won't give it out yet what it's going to be. It's going to be a surprise for everybody to see.
I just know as a parent, you know, it's the children know they usually get into it faster than we are. We do somehow, and they always take an advantage. It's like, how much before I calculate, ting ting tang, and it's gone.
Yeah, so children know really well how to find loopholes and how to make money, and that's the idea actually of making the currency, that the children can also start to learn how to deal with currency and invest in playing a game and be really good at it and get back more money, things like that. So yeah,
there were also kind of workshops or just,
well, we have a special kids corner which is for the smaller kids, so there's face painting, making little sculptures and crafts and so on. And there's going to be a dwarf cafe with just for the really small kids, so the big people won't fit inside. And the small kids can have like really small juice cups and really small croissants and really
small.
And small
people will be also serving.
Yeah, they'll have small waiters, I think, because the big people don't fit inside. And maybe Andre is going to organize a cycle race as a kind of experiment. He's organizing an all-Oroville mountain bike race in January or February. And he might organize a little tour in the youth center forest there, in the Bliss Forest. And I think there's many more things that are going to come up, because normally they all come up in the last minute, like the horses and all the games and so on. But the fact is we need at least 60, 70 people to run all the games, especially on the day. There's so many games we've set up, but the success of all of these games and activities really depends on the people that are handling it, because last year we had a lot of new gadgets and games which turned out to cause a lot of problems, because the people that were running them just left the games to chaos, and some people got hurt and other people took advantage that there was no one there and started ripping off the kids that didn't know anything about it. So it really depends on people to be there the whole afternoon until it's dark to just manage a game, see that nobody gets hurt, see that nobody cheats the others, and see that it runs smoothly. And for that we need at least 60-70 people, because we have more than 20 games. We need at least 10 people in the kitchen. We have the cake competition, so we need at least 5 to 10 people who are organizing the stage thing. We need people for the electricity, to check that people have water and everything. We have slowly a team building up for the security, because last year the security was a big headache.
Actually, last year was that, and I think that was connected also with the other stuff.
Which stuff?
No, as you said, that it was a kind of the spirit, you know, that because they came early, those roadies or whatever you would call them, and destroyed the whole spirit. So I believed that because we all love the Christmas fair. As far as I know, so I'm pretty sure that people will come forward to help.
Yeah, it has to be prevented.
And the security is gonna be tight.
Tight. It's not an experienced team with this kind of thing. We can really forget about the Oroville security, the blue guys. Last year we saw that even with all their supervisors at hand, they really can't do anything. So it's really an internal.
They are not allowed to.
They're not allowed to, they don't dare to, they don't have the whatever, they don't do anything. It's a waste of money, in my opinion, this whole security thing. Instead, they should invest in the youth center and make the youth center grow, because the youth center has its own internal security. We eliminate a lot of issues. Many people say, oh, all the problems get attracted to the youth center, but no, that's where we actually deal with them. And if they wouldn't be there, they would be in the town hall or somewhere else. So we have an internal security building up. We have a set of walkie-talkies already. We're looking for more walkie-talkies to make it more high-tech and super efficient. And prevention is the key. Like last year, nobody did anything to prevent the trouble before it built up. So we need to just be aware and prevent it. So if anybody wants to step forward for security, for a little medical team that goes around and sees that everybody's happy, whoever needs a massage gets one, whoever needs a Band-Aid, things like that. The welfare team would also be a nice improvement.
No, man, I'm pretty sure because as far as I remember years back, you know, almost practically all the community was at least some point of the day passing through the Christmas fair. So it's...
Yeah.
And yeah, we were sad last year, so...
Well, last year there was also a big turn-up, but...
Let's go to the details before it gets too long.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be... Which day?
It's on the 22nd of December, apparently one day after the end of the world. We already got some feedback. Why are you calling this the blah blah fair? It should be called the end of the world fair.
It should be on 21st then.
And then we said, well, our 22nd is already after, should be the beginning of the new world fair. But still, it remained at the blah blah fair because also it's hard to get somebody to do the design. And now we have Satya, Monica's son. He's doing he's like really good. He's really into it. And he's spent all his time to make the design for the t-shirts, for the currency.
Well, and so it's already lots of work done.
He came up with this design and the name is on it. So he came up with the name also, and it's going to be the blah blah affair. Because there was a lot of talk, many people giving feedback on the name and blah 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 blah. So it's a really appropriate name actually.
So 22nd, what, at 10 o'clock in the morning?
22nd of December at 10 o'clock in the morning. Everybody can come who already wants to get into it. The official starting time is at 2 o'clock though.
Oh.
And we're going to stop at 10 o'clock because it gets dark already at 6 and it's a long day. And after that, everybody should go home and sleep and meditate the next morning at the Matri Mandir.
Okay. That's
so, it's going to start at 2 officially with some snacks and food and a new MC this year on the stage.
Cool.
Satya. Mm. I think Anand might join in and give some blah blah from the back. And, well, the previous years we had the sexy legs competition, then last year we had the sexy armpits competition, which was kind of a dirty thing. And this year we had an even dirtier suggestion to do the recognize your wife from the back competition, where the wife or the girlfriend has to go on stage and there's like a hole in the board and they have to stick their ass through it. And the husband has to
recognize the ass.
Recognize the ass out of many other asses. But that's maybe not such an appropriate thing here. So.
We got children. I mean, it's children's day, no?
Yeah, it's probably quite amusing and funny, but we might modify that. So we're going to have some kinds of competitions and interactive things on stage. Then we have Full Access Band. I don't know their name exactly. They're going to come and play. We're not sure about the theater yet, but there's probably going to be a play. And in the evening, there's going to be Svaram and Thiago playing live percussion. Afro-Indian fusion, they're called. And they're going to go until 10 o'clock. Hmm. And then we're going to put up a lot of nice lights and decoration and see that the place looks good, that everybody has fun.
Thank you, Philip. See you on 22nd. Which day it is? Saturday?
It's Saturday, yeah.
Mm. Okay. See you Saturday.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
And another festival which is coming early next year, Lively Up Your Earth, asking Orville units if they would like to participate in the Echo Music Festival to send them an email with their activity, name, phone number, etc. ASAP, and they will give you more information. The second festival work shift will take place on Saturday, 1st of December at Solitude Farm. And that will be a great morning to get together and to do some collective work to help manifest the Lively Up Your Earth Echo Music Festival 2013. And all sorts of people are needed, from sign painters, builders, hard workers to clear up stall spaces, name it. The shift starts at 9 a.m. and goes on to lunchtime, and they will offer all helpers a beautiful natural organic lunch after the fun. And if you have a cute tie, says Krishna, please bring it. This Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. at Botanical Garden will be another open day, and they will show the new videos that Vazo and Christophe have made for the education program. They will have two showings, one at 3 p.m. and the other at 4 p.m. And as they do for other Saturdays for a month now, they will also have the usual plans, tours and refreshments. We also got some good news from Repo. The early breakfast have been back for some time already. Now juicy sandwiches, salads, etc. will be served again during the full day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the cafe area, and on Sundays only to start with from 2nd of December on. We are all welcome. Team Aura Olympics at the Ashakti Sports Ground starting on Monday, 3rd of December until 14th of December, Friday. This year, first phase of the Aura Olympics is going to be held in December at the school sports complex in Dana. The Team Aura Olympics games, fitness and skills will take place on the 10 school days, timing daily 2:30 to 3:30 for first and second grade and 3:55 to 5:15 for others. There's a lovely photo exhibition coming to Pondicherry with pictures of the mother and Sri Aurobindo taken by Cartier-Bresson. This one also includes photographs taken by Tara Johar. The Alkazi Foundation for the Arts in association with Aurodang Art Gallery presents Mastering the Lens before and after Cartier-Bresson in Pondicherry from Thursday the 6th of December to January the 10th. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see Le Havre, directed by Aki Kaurism, and film was made in Finland and France in 2011. At Sadhana Forest at 7 p.m. there was screen documentary Planet Earth Desert, made in 2006 and narrated by David Attenborough by BBC from UK. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. within Indian series, we can see crime thriller Shanghai, which was made in India 2012 by director Deepika Banerjee. On Saturday at 8 p.m. they will screen an international biography drama Sports, The World's Fastest Indian, which was made in New Zealand in 2005 by writer and director Roger Donaldson. Children will see on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Animation Adventure History, D'Artagnan and the Three Musketeers Part 1, and was made in USSR in 1978 by director Grigori Jungwald Kilkevich. At Cine Club, later on at 8 p.m. we can see an Ingmar Bergman drama, The Magician, made in Sweden in 1958. Make a list of everything that you feel attached to, including people, things, events, feelings, agreements and beliefs. How much energy do we spend trying to resist change or transformation? Wrote Don Miguel Ruiz. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroradio.org. Dime yo, Amadeo. Dime yo, Amadeo. Dime yo, Amadeo.